Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. Jenny Brame always wanted a career where she could help patients. Today, she is the director of the undergraduate and graduate dental hygiene program at the UNC Adams School of Dentistry, where she focuses on training dental hygienists to educate patients about oral health care. She is passionate about teaching and mentoring junior faculty.
Professor Brame is enthused about another collaborative project involving geriatric patients who benefit from seeing dental hygiene students and training dentists on the same visit.
The geriatric case study is an interprofessional learning activity where students from all of these different disciplines come together and they actually work on a case study together. They're guided with faculty and they work in teams. They're not performing patient care, but they're working through a treatment plan. They're working through a case scenario that would include things from all of their disciplines that would be important to that single patient. And the beauty of it is dental hygiene student comes in and they think with their dental hygiene hat on. They're thinking about the nutrition, the oral care of the patient, but they get together at this table with physical therapy students and occupational therapy students, nutrition students, and then they all start to talk about from their perspective what the patient needs. And that's where the beauty is when they start thinking about, oh, well, I didn't even think about it from that perspective. It makes so much sense. So that's where the case studies actually come together, bringing the students together and helping them to think about a patient's care outside of their own scope. The most important thing to note is that the students love the interprofessional education. It gives them such value in learning outside of their scope, but there's so many more positive things that come from it too, like development of professional respect for someone who they may never have crossed paths with in school. They learn how a nurse takes care of a patient, how a physician takes care of a patient, and how they can be part of that team. It truly builds a team effort. And ultimately, that team is going to be the one that takes care of people. So building that patient care, that person-centered care, is really the most important thing that comes from these learning experiences.
Professor Brame also loves the new technology being integrated into her teaching regimen.
We are using more evidence-based technology in our clinics. This is not only to teach our students, but also so that they have access to the latest technology to treat our patients with the highest standards of care. One example is we're using this new subgingival air polisher. It sounds really fancy. It's kind of like a little pressure washer. And it's used in treating periodontal disease. It helps to remove stains and bacteria that cause gum disease. And using this treatment allows our patients to have improved gum health. So in the past, our goal has been to get patients with periodontal disease to a place where their gums aren't getting worse. This new technology allows us to show positive results in improving gum health by reducing bleeding and other issues. There have been results from multiple clinical trials and research sites over many years. So it's really exciting that we are able to use this type of technology and evidence-based approach in our practice. We are always working to figure out the best way to teach students. I view the classroom as my laboratory. I love getting the students involved in how best to help them. We get great ideas from our students. In my field, educational research has a direct influence on the care of a patient. And ultimately, that is what I'm doing. I'm teaching others to be healthcare providers. So what we do and why we do it is in service to person-centered care. So educational research projects are aimed at improving communication and delivery of education. I am so passionate about educational research because it is directly impacting how we are teaching to better prepare our students to be healthcare providers. All of our graduate students conduct original research projects. And one really great example is a student that graduated a few years ago. She completed an educational research project on how we teach nursing students and dental hygiene students about care for those who are undergoing cancer therapy. She was inspired by her aunt with breast cancer. And when her aunt was undergoing therapy, she was having a lot of oral complications. She was seeing her physician regularly and her nurse regularly, but there was not a lot of attention to those oral complications. So she developed a program with first-year dental students and first-year nursing students that eventually expanded a second year to include dental students. And this program was an educational presentation on oral complications for individuals undergoing cancer therapy. The students had a great deal of positive feedback from the experience. They learned a lot about treating the same patient from each of their perspectives. And from the cases, it was very clear how important collaboration across health professions is.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.